Good morning. Joining us is Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, who joins us on Tuesday mornings. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, a major decision by the Federal Second Circuit Court of Appeals that affects New York and Connecticut. Explain.
Yes, it has to do with the legislation passed in 2000, just after the December 2012 killings in Newtown, Connecticut. Both states passed laws that restricted the way that assault weapons are made available and the way that ammunition is made available. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals has upheld the constitutionality of New York's SAFE Act, a controversial law in New York State, of course, and a similar law in Connecticut. In the decision released Monday, a three-judge panel concluded that the core provisions of the expanded bans on assault weapons in both states does not violate the Second Amendment because they are substantially related to the achievement of an important governmental interest, public safety, and crime reduction, and are therefore subject to intermediate and not strict court scrutiny. Of course, the governor, Andrew Cuomo, was pleased with it. He said common sense prevailed, and he called on Congress to bring about a similar legislation on the federal level.
Uber is making a push to enter the capital region.
Yes, the ride-sharing company says that upstate New York is one of the last regions in the country without Uber, and they want to push it in this area. Representatives from Uber are expected in Albany today to talk about how bringing the ride-sharing service to the capital region will create jobs, and it will help people in the region get around a lot better. Meanwhile, at the state capitol, lawmakers are discussing state insurance law and how it currently prevents the ride-sharing service north of New York City and whether any changes are necessary. With Uber, you use a smartphone application that links you to drivers who will come and pick you up in their own cars, and they'll make money, and it works in a lot of other markets, but the upstate New York seems to be an area that they want to get into in a big way, so we're going to hear more about that.
Looks like dogs beat cats in a Siena College poll, which is making news all over the country.
Yeah, you'd expect polls to be about politics this time of year, but the Siena Research Institute is showing that New Yorkers prefer Fido to Felix. Whether they are cat people or dog people, most New Yorkers prefer canines to cats by a margin of 57 to 17, according to the Siena College poll.
Associate editor of the Times Union, Mike Spain, joining us. For more, you can go to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper.